they've been searching us and taking really ridiculous things like the wood for the disabled toilets, piping for drinking water. They took a War on Terror board game. They took some children's crayons, you know, and they're taking up so much of our time and energy.
We seriously need to do something about climate change. You know, the government, businesses, they're doing absolutely nothing.
I'm here particularly for my 13-year-old son, because that's the world he's going to inherit. So I don't want him to turn to me and say, why didn't you do something?
Yeah, I'm here basically to support everybody that's here as well. And obviously we're all here to shut down the power station.
This is not just a fringe issue. 227 MPs signed an early day motion against King's North. The Royal Society and the ex-government chief scientist, Sir David King, both against the current proposals at King's North, as are almost every environment group in the country, like Friends of the Earth, and the major development groups like Christian Aid. So this is really broad opposition to a really bad proposal, and Malcolm Wicks needs to say no to it and no to E.ON.
Caroline Lucas, are you encouraging them to break the law and try and close down King's North?
I'm welcoming them here. I think it's absolutely fantastic that they've come here. They've come from all different parts of the country because they understand, as the government doesn't seem to, that if King's North goes ahead, then basically we are literally staring climate change in the face. The chances of actually getting off the collision course with climate change will be almost impossible, because it's not just this coal-fired power station.
Sure, we'll get to that in a second.
If this one goes ahead, there'll be seven more.
Can you just be clear on the direct action? Do you support it?
I support direct action if it's done peacefully. I believe there are times in life, as there were with the suffragettes, for example, where when it's clear that the democratic channels have failed, then it is perfectly legitimate to take peaceful direct action. I wish it hadn't come to this. I wish that the government would listen to common sense, to world scientists, to a huge number of people who are saying basically that we don't need this coal-fired power station. If we do it, we give a signal to the rest of the world that the way to deal with climate change is through coal.
David.
Believe me, the irresponsibility here is of someone like David Porter trying to tell us that black is white. The irresponsibility here is not investing massively in energy efficiency. The government's own figures show that we could save 30% of the energy we use in Britain today through energy efficiency measures alone. We should be investing in that. We should be investing in coal, combined heat and power, decentralized energy systems. If you have these big central coal-fired power stations, you lose vast amounts of the actual energy that you generate through transmission lines, through the cooling stacks. It is incredibly inefficient.
David
Porter to simply say it's more efficient than the status quo is simply not enough. We need renewables, we need efficiency, we need combined heat and power. This is not the right agenda.
Let me just...
The police have entered through a back gate here. As you can see, they're trying to hold their ground in the middle of a field. The protesters are trying to remove them peacefully from the ground that they're camping on. To many people observing and to people camping on the site, it wasn't clear why the police had taken the action they had.
BBC Television, can I ask you a quick question? Why you came onto the field at all?
You can ask me. Whether or not I'm going to answer you is a different question.
Well, I'm asking you, why did you come onto the field?
We've come on set for the safety of the campers here.
And what was concerning you about their safety?
We had intelligence received that said we needed to come onto the site. So.
And currently now it seems a bit of a standoff. What's going to happen next?
There's no standoff. We're just waiting to confirm what our next actions are, and then we'll go from there.
There were angry exchanges and scuffles between camp residents and officers. According to the police, protesters were given 3 hours to move vehicles they said were blocking the entrance to the site, but they've made no attempt to do so. But in the confusion, Sussex MP Norman Baker, who was visiting the site, said he witnessed many violent scenes.
I had an assurance from the police that they would only come through if it did come through with normal police uniform in a low-key way, and it was only 5 or 10 minutes later when they arrived, a batch which came through in full riot gear, Metropolitan Police officers with helmets and batons and truncheons in a way which I think was provocative and unhelpful.
Well, I think most people here are pretty happy. They seem to be in quite a buoyant mood despite these scenes that you've just seen. I think they feel that there has been a fair amount of intimidation, they would say, from the police. Well, joining me now is Kevin Smith. You're one of the people who's living on the camp at the moment.
That's right.
What's your take on what happened with the police today?
Well, I mean, the police have already confiscated every single piece of equipment that could conceivably be used for direct action. So there's no real justification for them to keep coming on site in the way they're doing, other than to provoke a confrontation or to try and intimidate people from coming down and taking part in the camp.
And what's your reaction to that? I mean, do you feel that you are being intimidated?
It's very frustrating. I think we're being the victim of political policing here. People this afternoon are sitting in marquees trying to talk about climate change. Instead, they're having to deal with a riot police running around on site. They're trying to provoke a confrontation. We're not giving them that. And the climate camp's going ahead with all the workshops. And we'd really like as many people to come down and see for themselves what's going on here.
They would say that they're here because some of your people have said you're going to try to shut down the King's North power station at the end of this week.
We're going to be partaking in a mass direct action on Saturday to try and shut down King's North power station. That's fair enough if the police want to arrest people then when that's happening. They don't have the right to be intimidating people from coming here and talking about important issues to do with climate change in the way that they're doing.
We intend to get into the power station and do whatever we can to stop it operating that day, to send a very strong message to say new coal is absolute madness. The solutions we're being offered along the lines of carbon capture and storage don't exist and won't exist for decades.
This was the scene yesterday. Medway residents staying on the site overnight were so upset and annoyed at the police that they now intend to make an official complaint.
We saw some absolutely horrific use of force, an indiscriminate use of pepper spray on people who were just protesting peacefully at what they thought was an unjust action by the vast hordes of riot police that were up at the entrance.
And this is just day two of the protest designed to object to E.ON's plan to build a coal-fired power station at King's North.
Five climate change protesters are risking arrest and even jail by travelling to a camp which they've been banned by police from attending. Police in Yorkshire imposed the ban after the five were involved in a protest on a coal train outside another power station, although the campaigners say that was peaceful. Not with me watching. Originally, their restrictions confined them to their homes for the duration of the camp, but that was challenged and has been dropped. But the group is still not meant to travel to northern Kent, where the camp is. Jonathan Stevenson, Mel Evans and Ellen Potts are three of those involved.
We're going to breach our bail conditions, which say that we can't go to climate camp this afternoon. We understand the bail condition that says that we can't go on the power station, but the climate camp itself is a legitimate space for workshops, for discussion, and we feel it's really important that we can go there to discuss this massive issue that faces our generation.
But will their efforts do any good?
Well, policy isn't going to change without people in this country doing something. This is what we've decided to do because we think that building a new power station at King's North is the worst possible thing you could do about climate change. That's what the government's doing. At the moment, if everyone sits at home and does nothing, it's going to happen. So we're standing up and saying we need to stop it.
You've got to ask yourself why. You know, why is the government so scared of us? Are they just doing what E.ON's telling them to do, or is there something bigger here about the fact that, you know, the government says with one hand climate change is a huge priority, we have to act on it now, and on the other hand is doing its absolute utmost to prevent us from actually doing that?
One of the most important things we need to do is to learn to reduce consumption, and I think that the reasons for saying clear is necessary, renewables will not be enough, is that it's when we actually look at maintaining the levels of consumption or even increasing the levels of consumption, because that's the mentality, so we need more.
My name's Emily, and I've just got back from 2 days at the climate camp. One of the main things that I found was that there is actually a place for everybody at the climate camp, whatever your kind of political position or the kinds of campaigning you want to get involved in. So what I'd say is, although it can be quite scary and shocking when you read about what the kind of tactics that police is using, and I'm shocked by what I saw when I was at the camp, please don't let that put you off. Please see it as an even more reason to get yourself down to the camp before Saturday. We need to all get down there and whatever contribution you can make, whatever you'd like to get involved with, whatever role you can play, there's definitely a place for you, and this is really the time to act, so just really urge you to get involved.